What's up, everybody? Josh at Evoke Bike here, and we are talking openers. There's been a lot of chat in the Discord recently about openers, and if you're not on the Discord, I highly suggest you get on there. So what are openers? So these are unique to each and every person, but overall, they are a way of getting mentally and physically prepared for your race, typically the following day, sometimes a few days away. But yeah, and you're just getting yourself, you're priming yourself for making sure your equipment's all ready, making sure you're mentally good to go, maybe doing a little mental checklist along the way, and then you get your legs spinning. So you're used to some efforts the following day. These efforts should be unique to the race, touch on those different intensities, and they should be specific to you. So basically, overall, openers are a short training session. Not really a training session, more like a short spin, although if you're spinning zone one, I wouldn't really recommend that. There should be some intensity in there. But yeah, a short series of efforts the day before a race. Now, what do those specific efforts look like? Well, the intent is not to accumulate fatigue from this. It's just to prime the system. So I would say the ride is maybe an hour max, maybe a bit longer depending on what your goals are or what the race is, but maybe 90 minutes at the absolute max. Again, specific to you, but I would err on the side of less is more for this. And then the intensities of what you're doing should be unique to whatever that race is. So if it's like for me going into a cross race, I'll do some sprints. Maybe I'll do it through a few short threshold efforts. I'll do some spinning at endurance, you know, before I go into those efforts, but it's nothing crazy. I'm just getting myself ready to, you know, have a tough race the next day. When should you do these efforts? The day before. If you have to, maybe 2 days out, if you're doing a lot of traveling, I still would recommend doing some type of spinning. I always tell my athletes, if you're traveling and you can't do openers because of stress, which is totally fine, or life, or you just got a lot of other things on your plate, you know, racing in general, that is fatiguing, just, you know, planning for that and stressful. So if you can't get openers in, no big deal. You can skip them. But I would recommend spinning on the bike if you're traveling, just to make sure everything functions properly. Yes, if it's, you know, 10 p.m. and you're at your hotel the day before a race and things aren't functioning properly, yeah, it's still tough. But it's better than if you wake up race day morning and find that, you know, your bike won't shift or whatever could be going wrong. So I would spin the bike as much as you can, even if it's like a lap around the parking lot at your hotel. So should you do openers? It's super personal. If you have time, if it puts you in a better mental state, then I would definitely get them in. If physically you feel you always do better in a race after openers, then yeah, get them in, make time for it. But if it's stressful, if you can't find the time, then don't worry about it. I did a bunch of interviews recently with a bunch of pros, and I asked them that exact question. Do you do openers? What do your openers look like? And it was all super unique. Sometimes these guys were doing them on Saturday morning these are mostly cross racers, so a Saturday and Sunday race. But yeah, and they've changed it. They found that, you know, maybe in prior years I would force myself to do openers on Friday, but now I give myself a bit more, you know, freedom here. And if I'm not feeling it, then I just won't do it. So I think if the pros can give themselves a break, then you can give yourself a break as well. And this is something else that most people don't talk about here, but there's an opportunity cost with these openers as well. If you only have, you know, 8, 10, 12 hours, whatever your hours are, and you can always break that up you can only break that up between, say, 4 or 5 days per week, and you got 2 rest days in there, which is a great little schedule. But the opportunity cost is, if I'm doing, whatever, 20 races in a season, and I'm doing an opener before every single one, that's taken away potential training session, a potential endurance session, something else that could get me towards my A race or towards my goals. So think about that. Maybe dial back the quantity of openers you're doing and do an endurance ride, or take that day off and do an endurance ride, you know, 2 days before, and keep track of how you feel. Maybe you'll find that, okay, hey, I need to go back to doing openers, or maybe I need to do endurance with some sprints in there the day before. And then do true, you know, 45, 60 minute openers before my A race. But don't think that you have to do this before every single race. This is just what everyone does. See what works for you. Give yourself a break out there. Don't go out either and accumulate a bunch of fatigue on this ride. You shouldn't be going out and hammering and getting KOMs or QOMs. This That's not the intent of the openers. It's to make yourself primed, make yourself mentally prepared. And on that mental prep side, if you're not feeling great, then maybe you lean back into doing a little extra recovery. Make sure you dial in your nutrition a bit more. But also tell yourself that, hey, I'm getting the cobwebs out today so I can feel good tomorrow. So yeah, there can also be pros and cons there of some people psych themselves out. It's like, hey, I had really bad legs on Friday during my 30-second efforts. I don't know how I'm going to do tomorrow. And if you find yourself in that camp over and over and over, then maybe just skip the openers. Maybe just try to get an easy spin the day of the race beforehand, depending on when your race is. Or just, you know, get on the rollers, get on your trainer, do a lap in the parking lot before your race to get a proper warm-up in. But don't stress about the openers. And don't overthink this. Keep it easy and get out there and enjoy your racing. I hope this was helpful. Thanks. Bye.